Riders on the Valley's light rail system were stuck for about an hour yesterday as a power failure stopped all trains. This was the first time something like this had happened, and I asked Valley Metro spokeswoman Hillary Foose if officials know what went wrong.
We do. What occurred was highly unusual, and our system did what it was designed to do, which was protect itself and the public. At a high level, what occurred is there's power that comes into this region that feeds APS and SRP. At that source, there was a power failure. It was a capacitor bank failure that caused a ripple effect, and it impacted our traction power substations, which are the power generators spread out across the light rail line. And those substations sensed an imbalance or a failure. And to protect itself, our equipment, our personnel, and the public, it shuts down. And it shut down simultaneously. All 15 of them shut down at the same time. Our team worked very quickly to reset all 15 of those substations manually, and we had power restored within an hour.
So would anybody else have noticed that there was this outage? Obviously, the light rail shut down, but would folks in their homes have noticed a flicker or anything like that?
No, because our voltage is so high and much higher than residential or general office, it wouldn't have been noticed. Facilities that have similar voltage, similar needs for high power, could have also experienced an impact.
Given that, as you said, the system basically did what it was supposed to do in this situation, mm-hmm. is there anything to be learned from what happened? Anything that maybe you want to change or have another contingency in place should this kind of thing happen in the future?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about how our system works in general. Our system was built with a lot of redundancy. So when there are localized power outages, like when a storm impacts electrification along Central Avenue, our system continues to run because we have redundant power supply in these 15 traction power substations that are spread out evenly, and intentionally they're spread out evenly across our 20 miles. And so when one goes down, the neighboring traction power substations picks up the slack. So our system was definitely designed to continue running despite there being power outage, but not of this magnitude.
That was Valley Metro spokeswoman Hillary Foose.